election yesterday, all the precincts in for the race for the mayor of Normal. And here are the numbers. Chris Koos with 3,113 votes. Mark Tiratilli with 3,106. Oh, my, it's too close to call. There are still some ballots that need to be counted. Mark Tiratilli joins us in the studio now. How are you feeling this morning, Mark?
Feeling good. Feeling good. We ran a very, very good campaign. I was really proud of the effort and, really on both sides. I was just very pleased with the tone this campaign took. It was centered on issues, and I think it was just a nice, refreshing change from last fall.
You know, we're going to try and get Mayor Koos on later this morning here, but you have to be pleased. This is your first run, right?
First full
you've
campaign.
You've never run for any other position, whether it's like a school board, because you're a teacher, school board, county board. This is your first foray into politics?
Well, I served on the Danvers Town Council for a while, but that was an uncontested, very small town election, okay. And so didn't really campaign. This right. was my first campaign.
All right. And you're sitting here now, 7 votes separate you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having any second thoughts? Are you thinking to yourself, here's what I'd be thinking. I'm going to call every friend of mine and ask them if they got to vote. Be honest with me. Did you get out and vote for me? Because you know how people get busy and it's all. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts this morning?
We really encouraged people when we were out talking in the neighborhoods. We would tell them, hey, you know, every vote really does count. A lot of these elections are very, very close. And so I encouraged people to get out. But I did that for everybody. So even when I would meet a Koos supporter and we would talk and I'd ask, you know, tell me what you like about him. Or people that were undecided or uncommittal, I'd say, that's fine. Here's my information. You decide. But whatever you decide, please go out and vote, because a big goal of my campaign was to increase engagement in the process as well as awareness in the community. So I think we succeeded on those two fronts, getting more information out there, getting more people. We had much higher numbers than 4 years ago. And, the third goal was to try and win this to effect some change. So it was successful.
Voter turnout, 18.27% in McLean County.
Mm-hmm.
That has to just be a little discouraging.
In that sense, yeah, we were hoping to see a turnout of 20%, but 4 years ago, there were 25,000 registered voters in Normal. This time around, there were 35,000 registered voters. So even though the percentage was higher than last time by a couple points, but
wow.
Even more impressive, though, is that's a huge numerical increase. The population didn't grow that much. We just had a lot more people get registered over the last 4 years, and then a lot more people actually came out to vote. So I'm pleased with that.
We even saw a lot of ISU students yesterday.
Well, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, we were into the hundreds when they only had four students the last election.
Really?
Yeah. So
did you reach out to the ISU population?
We did. We did. And, we were really trying to reach everybody. We covered every precinct. We talked to as many people as we could, and that was a goal.
So you think you feel good about the fact you think you left it all out?
Yeah, exactly. That's the phrase we've been using. I've said that to everybody. I felt like we left it all out on the court. I was just ready to leave it to the voters at that point.
So what is your understanding of what goes on from here on out? There are 35, is that 35?
35 are still
absentee
out.
Ballots that are still out there. Mm-hmm. We don't know how many are going to be returned. What do you, I'm sure you read up on this. What are your?
Well, as I've looked at this, there were 96 undervotes, so 96 ballots where they couldn't tell a vote for either of us. One overvote where that said somehow it was doubled up. Most of the precincts are using optical scanners like your old SAT, ACT tests. So at some point, I'm sure they're going to have human eyes on those to see if there really is a vote there. I'm proctoring the SAT this morning, and I will definitely be telling my students to clearly fill in their ovals with their number two pencils to see how that goes. There's provisional ballots out there waiting to be counted, as well as the absentees and I have full confidence in Kathy Michael and her staff at the county clerk's office to get it right. We're just going to have to wait and see, unfortunately.
So how you handling that?
Well, what's making it really easy, honestly, is that I felt we did everything that we could in the way we wanted to, and that we feel really good about our efforts. So at that point, we gave it our all, and there's no regrets in any direction. So that's making this easy. If I had really felt like we missed something or we blew it along the way somewhere, this would be a much more miserable morning for me. But
all right, now I don't want to be negative in any way, but let's just
don't.
I'm always. But I am very impressed with the job you did. First campaign, And to give a sitting mayor who's been in, this will be his fourth term, and we're still up in the air on this thing, would you do it again?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Would you consider a city council position?
That's a good question. That's one I haven't decided at this point, because in normal, we don't have a ward system, so running for council is you have to cover the entire town. It's really the same job as trying to run for mayor. Campaigns are expensive. They are tiring. So we've got time to decide that, but I just don't know at this point what the better strategy is. That's a good question. I just haven't made my mind up yet.
Okay. How'd you sleep last night?
Slept well.
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow. I would have been just would have been a bundle of nerves, man. Bundle of nerves, not knowing the outcome of this. And your understanding is it could be a couple of weeks.
Yes.
I mean, it really could be a couple of weeks.
Well, I remember watching the Florida 2000, and I used to work a night shift, and I would come home in the morning, and knowing I needed to go to bed, I just was glued to the set every morning trying to see.
Was that the hanging chad?
Yes, it was the hanging chad. That guy with his squinting eyes.
I think I was right there, too, and that came to mind last night. I'm like, wow, we're back to this for this poor couple of people because it's a long couple of weeks.
I want to see the ballots, the undervotes. I want to see those. I want to see maybe a – can we do a FOIA?
I can tell you right now that you couldn't be in a better county with a situation like this because they will do 100% of excellent ethical job. I mean, I really,
I don't question that. I just want to see what would cause that to happen. Did somebody miss the circle? Is it?
Yeah, it could be that. It could be they just put a little dot in there and the scanner couldn't read it. The overvote could be maybe there was a piece of something on there obstructing an oval when it went in the machine. So, you know, I'm sure they'll take a look at that.
All right. Well, we've reached out to Kathy Michael, so hopefully we'll have her on here this morning. Congratulations on a job well done.
Thank you.
Wish the best for you.
Yeah, and I will tell you, our listeners have said over and over they hope that, you know, when you put that much time in, that you do continue to serve in some form in the public because they really believe after all that effort. A lot of times someone will run for mayor and then not follow through on staying.
Never to be heard from again.
Yeah, never to be heard from again.
No, we're in town. We did a lot of moving when we were in Philadelphia. We moved year after year after year. So we're very happy to stay where we're at. We're going to stay involved in the process. It's been just a pleasure and a privilege to be able to try and head some of the discussion and lead it in directions that people wanted to go and even make some changes. You know, we've seen the effect on the council recently with some of the changes that have been made. So we're very pleased with the campaign. I've told people I will keep my websites up. I want to keep the channels of communication open. And if there's anything I can do, I will be happy to continue doing that.
All right. Well, we'll wait to see how that turns out before the next campaign begins or not. All right.
Right.
Good luck to you here.